scripture lesson today is from the book of Psalms, Psalm 65. Listen now for God's word to you in this reading of scripture. Praise is due to you, O God in Zion, and to you shall vows be performed, O you who answer prayer. To you all flesh shall come when deeds of iniquity overwhelm us. You forgive our transgressions. Happy are those whom you choose and bring near to live in your courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house, your holy temple. By awesome deeds you answer us with deliverance, O God of our salvation. You are the hope of all the ends of the earth and all the farthest seas. By your strength you establish the mountains. You are girded with might. You silence the roaring of the seas, the roaring of their waves, the tumult of the peoples. Those who live at earth's farthest bounds are awed by your signs. You make the gateways of the morning and the evening shout for joy. You visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it. The river of God is full of water. You provide the people with grain, for so you have prepared it. Your water is furrows abundantly, settling in its ridges, softening it with showers and blessing its growth. You crown the year with your bounty. Your wagon tracks overflow with richness. The pastures of the wilderness overflow. The hills gird themselves with joy. The meadows close themselves with flocks. The valleys deck themselves with grain. They shout and sing together for joy. For the word in creation, for the word in scripture, for the word within us. Thanks be to God.
Our sermon reading this morning comes from the Second Corinthians. I'll be reading from the 9th chapter, verses 6 through 15. Listen now for God's word to and for us. The point is this: one who spares sowingly will also reap. The point is this: one who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and the one who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each of you must give as you have made up your mind, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver, and God is able to provide you with every blessing in abundance, so that by always having enough of everything, you may share abundantly in every good work. As it is written, he scatters abroad, he gives to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way for your great generosity, which will produce thanksgiving to God through us. For the rendering of this ministry not only supplies the needs of the saints, but also overflows with many thanksgivings to God. Through the testing of this ministry, you glorify God by your obedience to the confession of the gospel of Christ and by the generosity of your sharing with them and with all others while they long for you and pray for you. Because of the surpassing grace of the God, of what God has given to you. Thanks be to God for this indescribable gift. For the word in creation, for the word in scripture, for the word within us, thanks be to God. I invite you to pray with me. Lord, open our hearts and our minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as the scriptures are read and your word is proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you have to say to each of us today as individuals and your church. Amen. German theologian Meister Eckhart once wisely said, if you only said one prayer, the best prayer to say of all would be, thank you. Thank you. Two little words said to the Lord can change our whole orientation to life and our circumstances and our ability to share what God has already shared with us. But so often, I can speak from personal experience, I have two-word prayers that are quite different, like, help me, protect me, heal me, guide me. Now, it's not that there's anything wrong with these kinds of two-word prayers, not at all. In fact, sometimes no other prayers will do. Prayer is our lifeline to God, and I can't help but believe that God is always glad to hear from us. But the thank you prayer is a game changer. The thank you prayer changes our orientation completely. The thank you prayer shifts our focus from our scarcity to God's abundance, from what we lack to our gratitude for what God has given us. For the moments when we do understand that everything is a gift from God, the only two-word prayer that makes sense is, thank you. A grateful heart not only opens our eyes to our many blessings, but also compels us to sow generously in the world. The more we give, the more we live the abundant life that God intends for all of us. In his book, Being Mortal, the author of that book, who is also a surgeon, Atul Gawande, tells a story about a man named Bill Thomas. Bill was a doctor who worked in a nursing facility, and it was a nursing home, and when he started working there, he couldn't help but notice the sharp contrast to the life that was teeming on the farm that he lived on to the sterile, confined, institutional absence of life when he went to work. And so he decided to put some life into the nursing home, and he convinced the board to let him bring in 4 dogs and 2 cats and 100 birds. Not only that, but he also convinced them to open a daycare center and to do some intergenerational activities with the residents there. Those that were able could read stories to those who were old enough, and they also planted a garden. And those who liked to garden could go out and look at the garden or even work in the garden if they were able. And some amazing things started happening. They said that people who hadn't spoken a word for a very long time said, I would like to walk the dog, or I would like to feed the birds. These people had their eyes turned back on and their hearts lifted. Why? Because Dr. Thomas had created opportunities for them to give. We all need to take advantage of opportunities to give. As Winston Churchill once said, you make a living by what you get, and you make your life by what you give. When we give, not only do we experience more of the abundant life that God has planned for us, our connection to God and to our neighbors grows and is strengthened. When we are generous, we also get to invest in something bigger than ourselves, the building of God's kingdom on earth. The first syllable in the word generous is gen. Did you know that gen means kin or family? Think of the word genealogy. When we practice generosity, new family connections are established and existing family connections are deepened and strengthened. A longtime member and proud grandfather was so pleased to be part of the witnessing of his granddaughter's baptism one day. And at that time in that church, another baptism was also occurring. It was a newer family that had just come within the last year. And after the baptisms were all over, both families were standing up at the font and they were having pictures taken. And the mother of the family that had just joined needed to get in her bag. So the grandfather, who had been there a long time, offered to hold her child. And she gave the child to him. And He was holding the child, and people were coming up after the service, and they were oohing and aahing over their children, and they were saying, "Oh, what a pretty granddaughter you have." And the man kept saying, "It's not my granddaughter, it's not my granddaughter." Well, that night he went home and he thought about everything that had happened and what a wonderful day it was. And the next morning he called his pastor and he said, "I want to come in and I want to see you today. I have something very important to talk to you about." Well, the pastor thought, "Oh no, what happened? What went wrong with the baptism?" But when the man got there, he said, I'm so glad that you had time to see me, because what I realized was these people kept coming up to me and saying, "Oh, you have a beautiful granddaughter." And I kept saying, "It's not my granddaughter." But then I realized that this child was a child of the church and really was part of my family. And I have decided that I want to leave the church in my will. I want to leave the church in my will because I want to provide for all of the children that are going to be coming up after me and make sure that church is still there for them. Well, the pastor was stunned, but he was very happy. And he told the man, "You know, when we become more and more generous, we are more and more like God, who is the ultimate giver. You know, you can't outgive God. We become family, too, to those to whom we give, and they become family to us." Giving is not something that we are born knowing how to do. Some of the first words that we speak as children are, "That's mine," or simply, "Mine." Giving is a spiritual discipline, and it's a decision of the will. You know, God doesn't need anything from us. God doesn't need our money, but we do need to give for our spiritual health. Generosity is like a muscle. The more we are generous, the more generous we become. Some people say, "Give until it hurts." Well, it is true. There is a sacrificial element of giving most of the time, but God recommends that we give until it feels good, because God knows something that we don't know, that we are happiest, most at peace, and most fulfilled when we are generously sharing what God has already shared with us. God knows that the more generous we become, the more joyful we will be. Generosity fills us with joy and fills our lives with blessings. This is the abundant life that God wants for us. No wonder God loves a cheerful giver. When we realize that everything is God's and only on loan for us for a little while, we can't help but share, especially when the work of our church is threatened. 6 members of a finance committee of a very small congregation faced the challenges of paying for an unexpected bill. The air conditioner had broken and it was going to be $465. And so for 45 minutes, they were brainstorming of how they might solve this problem. Some thought that they might just go and get a loan. Others thought that they might ask the congregation for help. Then others had the idea that they should have a bake sale or a rummage sale or a dinner to raise the money. And finally, a teacher in that group suggested that they stop talking for a while because they couldn't agree on anything and that they pray. And so they prayed, and after a few moments of silence, she said to them, "We realize that any one of us could write a check for the full $465, and it wouldn't make a major difference in our lifestyle, in our comfort, or in our financial security." And so then she pulled out her checkbook and she wrote the check to the church for $465, and she invited the rest of the members of that committee to do the same. Now, they were ordinary folks. One was a banker, one was a teacher, and they sat there and they thought about that for a while. One was a retired salesperson, the other one was an insurance agent, and a few of them did give. And what they ended up doing was being able to pay for the repair of the air conditioner, plus having a surplus of $2,000 that the session of that church got to decide on what ministry to invest that money, unexpected money, in. When we work together, strengthening to grow in generosity, we can accomplish more than we ever can alone. There's no end to what God's church can accomplish when we practice being grateful for what God has given us and participate in the joy of passing along those blessings. Sowing generosity means placing ourselves and our resources in service to God. Trinity Presbyterian Church Clearwater is such a generous church. For almost 70 years, this church has maintained a strong witness to the love of Christ and to through the ministries here. And I am so proud to serve a church that is passionate about helping those in the immediate community and in the larger world. Today is Stewardship Sunday, but a better name for it would probably be Generosity Sunday. You should have received a letter in the mail that asking you to pledge for the ministries of this church in 2023, next year. If you did not receive that letter, there are copies in the narthex along with a pledge card that came in the mailer. This letter, of course, asks you to make your financial commitment. Perhaps you have heard about the pastor who said, "I have some good news and I have some bad news." The good news is we have all the money we need. The bad news is it's in your wallet. The financial ability of any church is directly related to your generosity. So please give generously to support the work of God's church at Trinity Clearwater in 2023. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Each day this week, you have a choice. You have a choice to either achieve your life or receive your life. If you choose to achieve your life, your constant companion will be complaint, because you will never be able to achieve enough. If you choose to receive your life, your constant companion will be gratitude for all that God is achieving through you. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord be kind and gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Alleluia. And all of God's people said, Amen.